India, where you see a decline in religious activities. And as for myself, coming from Trinidad, my forefathers migrated 150 years from India. We also, things have... But one of the biggest problems we have in conveying the message, and having studied the Vaishnava philosophy of Achinta Veda Veda Tattva, is that in Shankara's Advaita philosophy, he combines Ishvara, matter and spirit. And this seemed to be the big problem in conveying the message. We have got to identify, we have got to understand what was his real message. At the end of Shankara teachings, Sri Raka Bhashya, I believe he mentioned Bhajale Govind, Bhajale Govind, Bhajale Govind, Murhamati. This is something, could you expand a bit, because most of the Indians here in this community, in Houston itself, do not understand the difference between spirit and body, and they do not understand the real teachings of Shankaracharya. Could you expand just a little on that for me?
You know that in education line, there are so many classes. Mm-hmm. And we'll have to gradually go to class, to one class, to two, second, fourth, fifth, and up to graduation and to D.Litt.
Yes,
we have to go. Mm-hmm. Education is one thing, but there are so many steps. So we should not think that the steps are set, so many things. So all are in one line. For Shankaracharya has given only this idea that we are not this physical body. This world is not real forever. This has only he has given. And upon this Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they built a very good
temple.
So, the Brahmavad, Advaitvad is only a platform that we are not physical body. And this is true. And after that, he tells himself, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam Bhaja Murhamate. You are foolish. All are foolish. We are not doing bhajan of Krishna. Govind is many Krishna himself. So, he was Shankar, Shankar himself, and very good devotee. Vaishnavanam Yathasambhu, it has written in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Gita, it has been told that Shankar was Vibhuti of Krishna himself. So he cannot do without anything bhakti. His preaching mood was that everyone should serve Krishna. So all in one line, Ramanuj, Vishishtadvait, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Achinta Bheda Bheda. We should learn after some time. At first we should know that our homes are burning by fire. Let us give water first. First let, and then you can discover how fire came. So we should recognize our real Atma. Who is I am? Shankar, Ramanuj, all are telling that you are not this body. There is something. What is that something? We are part and parcel of the Krishna. So all are in one line. So let us read first Gita. Let us read Bhagavatam. What they tell us? Krishna has said, Shankar cannot deny this. We may not be at any time Krishna. All we see that Shankar was Shankar. He is Vaishnava, he is the servant. In Vrindavan we see that he has Gopishwar Mahadev. He is serving Krishna. He is Hanuman in Ramlila, Shankar. He has not mixed with that Parabrahma. He has not become Ram. Anyone cannot be Shiva. Shivaham, Shivaham. Not that. But it's that we are part and parcel of that Brahma. So it has been told in beginning. But not everything has told in beginning that you are Brahma, but you are not Parabrahma. Shankaracharya has told like this. So all Vaishnava philosophy are like the same. Krishna is Parabrahma. Shankar also admits Srimad Bhagavatam. Ete chansa kala kunsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Shankara has not mixed in him. There is Parvati, there is a
Ganesh.
Parvati, Ganesh, Kartik, they have not become one. Anyone cannot mix in Krishna. Like water and dudh,
milk. Water.
We take them as one, but they are not one. By any machine, by anything, they can be divided again. You know that there is a glass of water, full brim, and other glass also full brim. If you make them, then they will not be one. It will be excess and it will go to earth. If they have become one, then it could not have been fallen. You know, one. What is one? What is the concept of one? O, N, E, three letters makes one. What is one? In Hindi, ek, there are two letters. Ekwa, in Urdu, there are three letters. So what is one? University in diversity and diversity in university. Whole world with Krishna in his everyone. Then it is one. There are so many things. You can write a letter, one, as a line. There are so many dots there. So many dots makes one. So what do you mean by one? There is one, nothing one. In one, all world, all avatars, all worlds, all creatures, everything is there. So all our charges belong to this line. And we'll have to grow more. And then we will come to decision that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna only. And we should have prem, love, affection like gopis, like Prajavasis, like Ram, Hanuman, like Sanak Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, will have to love him. This love, affection is the Vishwa Dharma. In Bhagavatam Gita, everywhere it has been told. So all acharyas in Shemla.
The problem here is that the Advaita philosophy or Sankhya philosophy do not accept the teachings basically of Bhagavatam. What they see is the impostor Brahman. I have mentioned many times in my program that what they actually see is the effulgence or the sun rays from the sun itself, which is Krishna. And this impostor Brahman is what they see. That's why, as is so clearly explained, that unless they come to the understanding of the personal form, Satchit Ananda Vigraha, they will never understand.
You should know this thing, that Vedas has come from Gayatri.
From Gayatri.
And Gayatri has come from Omkar, Akshar Brahma. In Gayatri we see that Om Bhur Bhuvashva Tat Savitu Ruvaranyam Savitu Manshishan. Savitis Varanyam worshipable to Sun. Who is that? Bhargah Devasya. Devasya Krishna Devasya Bhargah. Bhargah means energy, power. Who is that power? Who is that power? Srimati, Radhika, Sita, all are powers. With Himahi, we meditate that. That power gives power in sun. Power of everything sun. And from sun all emanates. This power has given by that Shakti. So she should Prachodaya. What he is, how he is, how he qualified, everything should she should manifest by his godliness, mercy. This is Gayatri. So, if you want to be Sachidananda, if you want to realize this, you will have to go in the lotus feet of unconditionally surrendered to that Shakti. So, all acharyas have come to conclusion that we have knowledge or not. Anything we are. If you will take Harinam, Hare Krishna, especially in Kali Yuga, gradually this name is Parabrahma Krishna himself. He has devoted all, he has given all his power in that name. If you will take name, it will lead us to higher authorities, that is higher classes of devotees who have realized everything, like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada. And from there, tadaviddhi pranipatena pariprasnana sevaya upadechantate jnanam jnaninah tattva-darshana. You will have to go to, if you want to go to hill, you will have to climb. Without climbing, you cannot go there. So if you want this knowledge, which is so sacred, then you will have to do something. You will have to research. You will have to give some time for this. So we should, by chanting name, Krishna will arrange any bona fide Guru Vaishnava will come to us, or he will come himself to us, and he will teach us how this jnana is, how you can, by the heart process, you can go to Krishna, and you can realize who are you, how you will have peace of mind and all happiness. This is the thing.
Maharaj, I know you are very busy and stuff like that. I sincerely thank you for taking the time to come. But before you go, I have to ask one more question of you. And that, what is happening in America is that we have an estimated 1.5 million Indians. The estimate goes to 1.75, which includes the West Indians. But surveys are telling us, and from what we have been seeing, that almost 80%, and this is very frightening, 80% of the Indian people here, their children do not partake in religious activities, which is very frightening.
This is the problem.
This is a cross-section across of all Indian. I'm not only talking about Indians from India, West Indians, Trinidad, Guyana, Suriname, Fiji, Mauritius, all over. Most of us, most of the listeners out there, especially the parents, could you, in Hindi or some language, what is your message to them out there?
Yes.
Could you explain? Just 2 minutes and talk to them, because you'll be talking to almost 30,000 people.
Hindi
Bolte, if you can, to the parents of those people, or English or Hindi, however you can. What is the solution?
Abhi bolu?
Yes.
Bina bhartiya jnana ke, vaidik jnana ke, hamara kalyan sambhav nahi hai. भगवान अंतर्यामी है, सर्व शक्तिमान है। इस सनातन धर्म के प्रचार से ही हमारा कल्याण हो सकता है, भगवान का नाम इत्यादि के द्वारा। इसके लिए हमें कुछ अपना सोचना है, हमारा भविष्य और विश्व का भविष्य कैसे सुख और शांति विश्व में आए, हमारे भारतीयों में कैसे आए, इसके लिए हमको कुछ करना होगा। जैसे कि स्कूलों में टीचर्स ट्रेनिंग होती है, वैसे ही हमारे भारतीयों में भी फादर और मादर की ट्रेनिंग होनी चाहिए। फादर और मादर का पुत्रों के कर्तव्य, अपने बच्चों के प्रति क्या कर्तव्य है, इस पर उनको विचार करना पड़ेगा। यदि मुसलमानों में अपने बच्चों को छोटे अवस्था से ही कलमा पढ़ाया जाता है, उनको कुरान की शिक्षा दी जा सकती है, तो हम अपने बच्चों को क्यों नहीं बचपन से ही, छोटी उम्र से ही गीता भागवत का ज्ञान दे सकते हैं, उनको गायत्री का मंत्र दिलवा सकते हैं, क्यों नहीं हम कर सकते हैं। यदि क्रिश्चियन अपने बच्चों के लिए ये कंपलसरी रखते हैं कि वो एक दिन अंततः सप्ताह में शुक्रवार को जरूर चर्च में जाएंगे, और जो उनका ये सब है शिक्षाएं हैं उसको ग्रहण करेंगे, बाइबल भी पढ़ेंगे, तो हम अपने बच्चों को क्यों नहीं गीता का एक श्लोक, आधा श्लोक क्यों नहीं सिखा सकते। यदि हम कल्याण चाहते हैं, जो भारतवर्ष विश्व का पहले गुरु था, यदि वही स्थान हम पाना चाहते हैं और विश्व में कल्याण और शांति, और अपने समाज में भी विश्व में भी कल्याण और शांति चाहते हैं, अपने बच्चों को अभी से कुछ सिखलाना पड़ेगा, उनको गायत्री का मंत्र देना, कैसे उसका उच्चारण होता है, उससे क्या लाभ होता है, गीता में क्या है, गीता में कृष्ण ने क्या क्या उपदेश दिए, जरा विचार तो करो, पीछे पालन करना मत करना, देखो जैसे वो अच्छा है कि नहीं है। लोगों की हत्या करना, पशुओं की हत्या करना, तुमने बनाया है, उसका सृजन किया है, जो उसका हत्या करेगा। संतान नहीं कर सकता, और तुम हत्या करेगा, उसके मांस मछली खाएगा, तो तुम्हारी बुद्धि भी वैसे ही भ्रष्ट होगी। यदि बकरे का मांस खाएगा, सुअर का मांस खाया था, सुअर जैसी ही बुद्धि तुम्हारी होगी, दिन रात ईट ड्रिंक एंड मेरी जैसी होगी। इसलिए विशुद्ध खान पान से विशुद्ध विचार होता है, अपने बच्चों को सुधारा जा सकता है, उनका भविष्य और विश्व का भी सुधार हो सकता है।
मैं तो ऐसा ही सजेशन करता हूं और हम लोग इसी का प्रचार करते हैं। किसी के साथ में घृणा मत करो, सबसे बंधुत्व रखो, चाहे मुसलमान, क्रिश्चियन, ईसाई, जानवर कोई भी हो। प्रीति के द्वारा उसको वशीभूत किया जा सकता है, कंट्रोल किया जा सकता है, शासन के द्वारा किसी को शासित नहीं किया जा सकता है। हमारा यही सनातन धर्म है। ये समझो कि हम मैं नित्य हूं, आत्मा अजर अमर शाश्वत है और भगवान का अंश है, हम उनके दास हैं। इस चीज को समझने की चेष्टा करें और बचपन से अपने बच्चों को खाने पीने के समय, प्यार करते समय, गोदी में लेकर के भी इन सब चीजों की शिक्षा देना कर्तव्य है, जैसे भविष्य में बड़े होकर के विश्व की शांति में लगे और अपना आत्म भी कल्याण करें। बस
महाराज जी, थैंक यू वेरी वेरी मच, आई अप्रिशिएट दैट एंड वी विल पुट दिस ऑन लेयर। हरे कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्ण।
आप तो
लाइन विद एंड ही इज इन अवर लाइन।
यस आई नो
एंड वी वर फ्रेंड्स
रियली।
येट आई know that he was my Shiksha Guru, because in age and knowledge he was more than me.
Ah.
But he used to respect me also like friend, his bosom friend. We have taken on one table roti, chapati, and we have slept on the same bed.
Really?
And he was penniless when he came to me. Mm-hmm. I used to give my chadar there.
Really?
And to sit on that thing, and he was explaining Gita Bhagavat there with me. So I have come to see that how magically, in very short time, he has preached so this Krishna consciousness. So I have come to take the feast dust of that Swamiji, who is my Shiksha Guru and also my like a friend. I will go to their places where he has gone, and I will take the feet dust of Swamiji there on my head, on my body, and he will see that how miraculously he has done. In whole world he has made centers, and he has turned all those who used to take fresh eggs, wine and all, and they have turned into good devotees. So I have come to pay respect to him also, and I have come so that he has given seed and they have become a devotee, but they are now feeling that no taste in that. Mm-hmm. And they are gradually giving up this line. I have come to make them again
water.
That water that I have taken from him and my disciplic order, and I want to give this water, mani Hari Katha, mm-hmm. and all these things in the devotee. Those who have now no faith, gradually coming so far away from ISKCON.
Yes.
So I have come to help them.
Yes, I want to remind you, I do a radio program on all my philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy, coming from Gaudiya Math. I don't mix it, I don't put anything else but Prabhupada teachings in there. The reason I do that, I don't want to confuse the people. But I also, there's a lot of problems with the ISKCON movement in that I stay in a very neutral position. I consider them all as highly elevated.
Yes, yes.
So I don't want to get into politics.
Yes.
One of the big work you have to do is the God Brothers.
Yes.
All over America.
Yes.
They have done
not
such
only
work.
The whole world.
To bring the God Brothers together.
Together.
All of them, because no matter whatever wrong they may have done, they
should be excused.
They have to be, because even we found the other day when one of them went to prison, but you have New Vrindavan he built. So somehow he has done some good. We have to take that 1% good and go with it.
I'm of the same opinion.
Yes.
I want that also to be very generous.
Very just. One of the messages I have for you as a host of a radio program here is that your biggest job is to bring the old ISKCON people together.
This is my
part of the mission.
Purpose.
Yes, done this. Mm-hmm. Once that root is watered, that fruit will bear. They are out there by the thousands.
Yes.
Remember, ISKCON had 10,000 devotees. They only have 500 left.
Yes.
9,500. I have been invited to New Orleans. I am in contact with over 25 devotees, all God Brothers. And when they tell you of the past, there's a lot of wrong things went in this world.
Yes.
Very wrong. I will tell you, it will frighten you. I have books and letters to that. They want me to put it on the air. I told them, listen to me carefully.
Yes.
Anything you do will destroy Prabhupada. I will not put it. Whatever is true. I will put. Now, but that truth must do in the best service of Krishna. Bottom line, whatever we do, we must do in the best service of Krishna. We have to learn to accept people for what they are. This is their karma. So you have to go to North Carolina. You have to go to Washington. You have to travel around. Get the God brothers to re-establish. America is suffering. I tell you, this country is spiritually bankrupt. There is nothing out there. When my program go on the air, I was walking up the studio the other day and a Spanish guy came to me. You know what he told me? He said, what you say is true. I believe. Because they have never heard. And what has happened in the last 15 years, 10 years, ISKCON preaching has stopped completely. Yes. No book distribution, no preaching. What was the purpose of Prabhupada Govind?
All peddling themselves.
Preaching. Power struggle has taken over. Yes. Maya is there, is so strong. And what is happening, I have to tell you consciously, I don't want to put this on the air.
I know, I'm realizing, and that is why you have
Maharaj
come.
Maharaj, actually, lots of hundreds of these people used to come to Maharaj.
Yes.
If Maharaj had not helped, even this much would not have stayed.
So what's my position here? I don't want to call this an ISKCON program, but
yes.
It is what it is.
Yes.
Exactly what it is. But I don't, for reason of ISKCON past bad record, but in projecting a positive image, I always say translation. I don't, if somebody make a tape or cassette, I don't put their credit.
Yes.
I put it towards Prabhupada always,
yes,
and
yes.
Krishna. The focus of this is Krishna and Guru. Because what happens tomorrow, these Gurus fall. And when they fall, Prabhupada told them, it will take you 3 generations to purify.
Yes.
I cannot put, because what happens, but they have done good, you see. So even that program you're listening to is all Mayavadi philosophy. That's what you just go, but that's good, you got there. They do a 2-hour program, but all they preach is Mayavadi philosophy. But that's okay.
Yeah, I know.
All Mayavadi. So this program has become a threat to all of these people. But slowly, what is happening? Meditation Hour has become one of the most powerful programs.
Yes.
The reason why, it is because of the purity. Hare Krishna movement force is purity and love. Chaitanya message,
yes.
We don't hear about. Next year I will dedicate only to the teachings of Chaitanya, but before I could tell them about Chaitanya, first they have to understand Bhagavad Gita,
yes.
And who else. So my recommendation to you is every God brother must,
yes,
be seen on the same level.
I've gone to Holland and England,
yes,
I've done so.
Have to do. So what I would emphasize, and I will work with you on that, in another couple of months at the Hilton Hotel, hopefully, we are going to bring them all, Kirtananda, Hatha, Duta, everybody. I've been in communication with them. I am telling them, look, as an Indian, it is my duty, Chaitanya Mahamahumma, Bharata Bhumi Tehaila, Manushya Dharma, that it is my duty. I may be 4th generation, I am Bharatiyan. I want to bring these teachings of Vilodhya,
yes,
Math back to America. We are the. This is the only teaching solution for the world.
Yes, nothing.
For, we are now into the 14th chapter now. 4 more chapters to go. And I tell you from my heart, if these people, the people don't want to hear nothing about politics, don't, they want to hear about Krishna,
yes,
philosophy.
Yes.
So my whole goal is to preach the truth. It may offend some,
yes,
of these,
yes,
people. And that's what I'm, even within ISKCON, I don't even get involved. I was thrown out of that temple. I don't even, but my temple is home. I have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
yes, yes,
home. And I have everything. And now I have 40,000 people listening every Sunday. And I'm preaching Prabhupada.
Very good.
We intend to take this on 10 radio stations next year. But this will be all Vaishnava philosophy.
Yes, very good.
So I need your help. When you,
I also
back,
need your help.
Yes. So next week, on Sundays, I have a 1-hour program.
Mm.
I can pray how long you will be in town. I can do a live program. You prepare a nice sermon. And the message out there is, we are not this body, we are spirit,
yes,
souls. We have to go back home,
yes,
serve Krishna, and no Muslim, Christian, Hindu fighting out,
no,
there. Do you know how much Muslims are listening to this,
yes,
program? Because I don't use the word Hindu. It is a very bad word to use. If you use that word Hindu, it just destroys you. I use Sanatana Dharma and stuff like that. Your message out there, I will announce this at the Gaudiya, and if it's possible, that you could come on my program next,
yes,
week, Sunday. If
Maharaj
not,
is leaving Sunday morning.
This
so
Sunday
maybe
morning.
Record before
this that. Sunday, tomorrow, I could pre-up the whole program, just for you, to do. You're going to Gandhi Center, we'll reach 200 people. You're reaching thousands here. This program was built for 10 months.
Yes.
So the best thing for him to do,
yes,
is to get on that program. Reach the people out there. That's the way media. I don't put nobody in that program. The only post I put in there is Indian from India. Not that I'm body conscious, because it becomes political.
So you want Maharaj to preempt?
If Maharaj could preempt Sunday from 5 to 6 and come on the air.
5 to 6 tomorrow is the program at some other place. Can we?
No other program. Well, we can pre-record it if you want here, because this would be pre-recorded. I'll take excerpts of this and put it in the weeks ahead. Mm-hmm. I can. Tomorrow my program is already. I'm doing a complete series, and then I'm also explaining the purpose of the Vedas and stuff. What happened? My program is divided into four parts. One, I preach little classical Indian music, sitar, so I bring them in. Then I put some philosophy of what samsara, what guna, what Vedas. Then I put Bhagavad Gita. And then I close it with spiritual Mahamantra and stuff like that. But I want to ask one question before you go, Maharaji. Most people, and you have one more minute, I know you have to go, but one thing, Prabhupada came to create Brahmins out of society. I mean, to take people to elevate them to the higher. One of the questions I hold in reading the Sikhism, I find a lot of Vaishnava philosophy within it. Like Guru Nanakji, but then...
He was Bhakta.
He was Bhakta.
Yes, I know.
He was.
He has written everywhere. Yeah. And he has told Ram Krishna Bhakti is the main thing in that.
Guru Nanakji.
Yes. After that, sometime it was.
That when Guru Gobind Singh came, but it's amazing how it is.
After
but
Guru Gobind was, it is bona fide.
It was bona fide after Guru Gobind Singh came in.
After that, it came. Something.
Because that's where the mix-up came in. So,
yes.
One more question. If we create Brahmin, where is the Kshatriya society? That has been asked.
Yeah.
I was born Kshatriya. That, how do you explain the Kshatriya aspect of Prabhupada?
By qualities only. Krishna has told in Gita, Chatur Varanam Maya Shishtam Guna Karma Vibhavasa. Gul will not go. So, quality.
So I was born in Kshatriya family.
Yes. But we can turn them that you are Brahma. So all jivas are Brahmin. But
all
now they have been
deficiated.
They have fallen to the lower
down.
Level. Right.
So they have some tamasi, some rajasi, and some sattvic.
Yes.
So tamasik are like Shudra, rajasik, kshatriya, and vaishya.
Yes.
And Brahmin, like Brahma Sadhan.
Yes.
So it has been divided by like this, Krishna has divided, but we are not falling actually.
But what I've said is...
So, we are by Atma. Brahmin, it is clear. But now we have accepted tamasic, sattvic, rajasic, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So we have kshatriya, brahman, in every country, in everywhere. Those who want to fight, they are kshatriya.
Yes.
Those who are very pious, having some faith to Krishna, God, anywhere. They are Brahmins. Those who are serving anything and having no knowledge of Atma and everything, they are Shudra. So all those who are doing businesses, they are Vaishya. So by qualities, not by this or anything. Now this is coming, but it is artificial. So, if you want to serve Krishna and you are serving Krishna, then you are more than Brahmins, then you are Nirgun, Satarastam, and
beyond
that, and devotee, all the devotees are in the category of Nirgun. So, we are all Nirgun, but to maintain our life, we will have to choose anything among anything, Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic. But we should not choose tamasic, we should choose, we can do business, we can do any service, we can do anything more. And that thing, it is decided that he is kshatriya, brahman, vaishya. But actually, when he is doing everything, but he knows that I am servant of Krishna, he is Nirgun, he is not among any of the four castes.
Uh-huh.
This is.
So that means as I taking birth in Kshatriya family.
But you are not Kshatriya because Atma is
Brahmin.
Not Brahmin, mane Bhakta, Krishna ka part and parcel. There is no division of all these things. And this is earth, air. So no here Kshatriya, Brahmana, Vaishya. Then who is Kshatriya, Brahmana, Vaishya? it is practically has been done to develop the mind and adhyatma tattva. Krishna has divided to do like this. If any is sattvic, tamasic, he will gradually come in rajasic, rasic will come gradually in sattvic, and sattvic will come in nirguna. We know so many persons, those who were burned in Shudra, but they became Brahmin.
That was the whole purpose of Prabhupada's mission.
Yes.
Take meat eaters and make Brahmins out of them.
Yes.
But that is not very well received by Brahmin community even here in America.
But we are preaching like this.
Exactly right. Because I believe this is one of the fall of India. And yes.
You are Brahmin, I am seeing. I am reading your qualifications. And I am seeing that you are not Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, anything. You are not Kshatriya. You are devotee and you are part parcel of Krishna. You are soul, so you are Vaishnava. And you are Achyuta Gotra. Gotra is Achyuta, you know. Not Sandilya Gotra. Mm-hmm. Not Garga Gotra. Not any Gotra, Kashyap Gotra. But you are in Achyuta Gotra. Achyuta is Krishna. So his Gotra is called Achyuta Gotra.
Maharaj, thank you very much.
Hold on, let me take a picture of you there.